Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game. A busy Monday as we push through. So much going on out there, guys. Let's go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, you see him when you're watching the Patriots game. I know you do because he's got the license plate that says Pats win. I guess he's probably one of the biggest Pats fan in Burlington, Vermont. It's Jason Scheinbart. How you doing, Jason?
Guys, how we doing? Hey, listen. You know what? I've been to all the Patriots Super Bowls, but I've never been on your radio. So now I've really done something in my life.
All right. Let's start from the beginning. All right. First of all, give us a little background about yourself. How long have you lived in Burlington? Tell us that part.
Well, I've been there since 1989. I went to Champlain College. And so I went to Champlain for 2 years, took 3 years off, came back, graduated. And I like Burlington so much that I just stayed.
Now, have you been a Patriots fan your entire life, I presume, right? Easy question there.
I've had season tickets since 1986 and the Irving Fryer days. Irving was a good friend of mine.
So you've been going to games your whole life. Have you ever missed a Patriots game since 1986?
You know what? Since 86, I've probably missed maybe 10 of them. And those are only for, like, weddings or funerals or something like that.
Jason, let's go to the license plate. When did you get the license plate? Did you go through all the other possible ones and said, oh, this one's taken? How did you look into it? You would think like something like that would have been snatched up, but it is Burlington, Vermont, though.
Well, you know, I'm actually a Boston boy, and I grew up in Weston, Mass. And on my 86 Camaro, I had the license plate, Pat Fan in Massachusetts.
Oh.
So I've had Pat Fan the whole way. And then I got my Ford Excursion, another truck, and I'm like, well, I need another license plate. So Pat Fan stayed with the Excursion, and then Pat's Win is on my Bronco. Oh,
so when you go into the stadium, do you take the license plate off your car that you drove to the game?
I leave the front license plate off the car the whole year.
Oh, I love. You know what's so funny is my fraternity brother Thumper we went to University of Arizona, and on his license plate it said U of A. We couldn't go out any night without someone stealing the license plate. How many times have you had your license plate attempted to be stolen or tried to get stolen?
A couple times. Well, wow. Put it this way, right now on my truck, it's easier to steal the back bumper than it is to steal the license plate. So back bumper. I hope you have fun in your man's room with it. You know?
Jason Scheinbart with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. We see him on TV all the time during Pats games. He got the two license plate. One says Pats Fan, one says Pats Win, and they're both Vermont license plates here on the Huddle. What's the most difficult weather that you've ever encountered trying to get to a game?
Definitely a good January snowstorm. The roads were just terrible, and but listen, I got a Ford Excursion four-wheel drive, and I put 550,000 miles on it, driving most of the Patriot games, so we can get through anything.
Wow. Well, that's insane.
I bought this truck, that brand new, back in 2003, and I've, the Brady era, we've been in 9 Super Bowls, and I've driven to 4. I'm not scared of flying. I just like driving. So this truck's got a ton of miles on it.
Wow. Are you like a celebrity at the games, like Fireman Ed at the Jet games?
Listen, Fireman Ed, he's an amateur compared to me, okay? Yeah. Listen, I've had front row seats since 1986. And then when they did the stadium transfer, I know this old guy. He works for the Patriots. His name is Robert Kraft. And he said, Jason, I can move you up to the corporate suites, the club. I go, you know what? That's not where I want to be. I'm a real fan. So I stayed right on the 10-yard line the whole time.
So when When would you say you started to gain popularity? I know ESPN did some stuff on you a couple of years ago, but if you go back to 86, when did you start to get recognized as a Pats institution?
Probably like the early 90s.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And are you a loud, rambunctious fan? Are you just a guy who talks to everybody, so makes friends with everybody? How did the legend of Jason grow?
I brought the license plate in with me, and, you know, it's fun getting on TV, and I psych up the crowd. Sometimes the Foxborough people are a little mellow, so I take the license plate and I pump them up a little bit, you know?
Do you ever get any grief? You ever have like two Kansas City Chiefs fans that sit next to you, or Pittsburgh Steeler fans trying to give you a little grief and, you know, bust your chops a little bit, or what?
Oh, every game I enjoy it. You know, that's why I don't sit in the club seats or the corporate seats, because those fans are boring. I get harassed every game in my own stadium, and I fight back for the Patriot way. You know, I defend the Patriot way.
Do they ever put you like, so you say you get the crowd going, do they put you on the Jumbotron and all that stuff? Like, are they looking for you?
Listen, I've been on the Jumbotron, and there's a guy from NBC Sports, and there was a guy from CBS, and there was a guy from Fox. They all recognized me, and back in, the big games, I always get on national TV. It's awesome. Because, you know, it's funny. It's, you know, we're at the game and we're freezing cold, and the camera comes up. He comes running up to me. He hits, and when you see those three red lights, it's like the whole world is watching you. I love it.
I was going to say, do the players come up and Tom Brady come up to you and go, hey, I got to get a picture with you or anything like that?
Tom Brady has not, but other players have come up and, you know, done a little fist pump, pointing me, whatever, you know?
Nice.
And, like, it's, you know, I'm a real fan. Back in the 80s, Irving Fryer, I ran Irving Fryer's fan club for him called the Fryer Crackers.
So, now, you've lived in Burlington, you said, since the late 80s, but you grew up in Massachusetts. How different is the Vermont Patriots fan from the Massachusetts Patriots fan?
The Massachusetts fan is obnoxious and louder. The Vermont fans are a little cooler. And you know, it's funny. I bring so many people to the games that one of your favorite listeners, Jamie Fitzgerald, I've taken him to a ton of games, and he loves you guys. I had to kind of plug him a little bit. He goes to the cold games with me. He's a real fan.
You know, Arnie, I'm going to steal a page out of your book here. I'm calling for a station-wide contest. Which of our listeners wants to win a contest and get taken to the game with Jason at the 10-yard line?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm all for it, you know?
I was going to say, are you rich? What do you do for a living? I mean, how do you have all this money to go over? You must have a good financial advisor.
I kind of picked my parents well, you know. I've been fortunate in my life, and it gives me a lot of opportunities, and I appreciate it.
How about the fact that, look, with how good the Pats have been Sunday night, Thursday night, Monday night, are you staying overnight in Foxborough at all these games? Are you driving back at 4 in the morning in a blizzard? What are you doing? How do you pull off these night games?
Well, it all depends. Sometimes we'll drive all the way back. Sometimes we'll stay over at the stadium, and sometimes we'll drive to White River. I have a good friend of mine, and he has a hotel in White River. He lets me stay there, and we all stay there sometimes. So it's either stay at the stadium, White River, or we go all the way home.
Oh, I could imagine what your man cave looks like. You must have Patriot memorabilia all over the place.
You know, I have a few good stuff. I've got the original benches that I sat on in Foxborough Stadium.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you, Jason, did you want to, I'm sure you got a lot of Pat's garb with Pat Patriot on it. Patriots went to new uniforms this year. Did you want to see him go back to Pat Patriot, or do you like what they ended up doing?
You know, I wanted the 1985 uniform. And but the new uniform is nice. It's nice. It's good. My heart is kind of with the 85 Irving Fryer, Stanley Morgan, Steve Grogan Patriots.
Wow.
Have
you ever met Belichick? I don't know if I heard you mention this earlier.
I go to some charity events at the stadium, and I've met Belichick before.
Well,
Bronx, and yep.
Is he funny? Did you introduce yourself, and did he say we're on to the next guest? What did he say to you? Come on now.
I said, Bill, thank you for winning Super Bowls for me. And he gave a smile.
Jason Scheinbar with us here on the Huddle. He's a Burlington native. You see him on TV all the time. Pats win, Pats fan, dueling license plates that he brings over to Gillette Stadium. You've gone to all the Super Bowls of the Brady era, right? All nine of the Brady era? You've been to all of them?
I've done a little bit better than that. I've been to every Patriots Super Bowl, every one of them.
Wow. So I guess which one was the best experience or the best atmosphere?
The first one we won, New Orleans.
And then it was, they beat the Rams right after 9/11. So that must have been an emotional season, but it must have been an emotional Super Bowl.
That was absolutely incredible. One of the best nights of my life. It was wonderful.
Are you just like a sports radio junkie now? Do you just listen to sports radio all day or what?
Yeah, I do. Yep. I love it.
You also went to London. I don't even know what's tougher, going to a Super Bowl or going to watch the Pats in London. How do you pull that off?
I went to London twice. It was fun. It's nice over there. Good. You got some good people over there. You got some really good football fans over there.
Did you have to teach all the British people in the crowd the game? You had to show them the ways?
No, not at all. They're great people. They're enthusiastic and I brought a whole bunch of extra Patriots souvenirs over there, and I left them for them. I gave them hats and some, other stuff.
Oh, by the way, what's the best perk you get out of being famous like this?
You know what? I know Robert Kraft, and he's been very, very generous to me. Robert's a very, very nice man, and he just doesn't own the team. He's a good guy.
Did Robert Kraft consult you about whether or not to bring in Antonio Brown?
No.
Do you think the Patriots are going to be good this year? You've seen a lot of wins over the years. What do you think's happening this year?
Listen, guys, I want to shock the world, and I want to shock your listeners. Stidham is fantastic, okay? This guy, if he went in the draft this year, he'd be a top five pick.
Wow.
So I don't want anybody else. I'm going with Stidham, and I'll tell you what, I think he's going to be in the Patriot Hall of Fame in about 2 years. The guy is great. He's a really, really nice guy, and Patriot fans all over the world, we have nothing to worry about. Stidham's our boy.
If the Patriots were bad, would you be in at the 10-yard line with a bag over your head?
Never.
Good.
If the Patriots were bad, would you change your license plates to Pats Lose or something?
You know what? Never. And I'm not a bandwagon fan. Listen, I've been there since 1986.
Wow. Jason, man, this has been awesome. You know, your people call my people, or my people will call your people, and we'll set up our contest, because I'm envisioning a world where one of our listeners goes with you to a game.
Yes.
Well, I'll say what, like I said, one of your best listeners, Jamie Fitzgerald, he already goes to the games with me a lot. And I'll tell you something. We're supposed to play in L.A. the Chargers and the Rams back-to-back.
Yeah,
and I love California, love LA, and I like road trips, as you know. And if those games happen and fans are allowed, I'm driving out there. So I'll say what, I'll call you guys from the West Coast.
Oh, that would be great.
That'd be awesome. I love it. I love it.
I'll tell you guys one more quick little thing. The head guy from from New England, from Ford. His name is Vince. Good guy. He's a New Yorker, but he loves the Patriots. Vince loves the Pats, and he runs Ford from New England. And Ford supports my truck still. Ford, I got 550,000 miles on this thing, and Ford knows all about it. And they love the fact that I drive to all these games.
Sounds like he'd be Rich's best friend for crying out
absolutely.
Loud. Jason Scheinbart, the man with the Vermont license plate that said, says Pats win, Pats fan. Jason, you're awesome. We love your enthusiasm. We'd love to have you on again, especially when the season gets going.
Hey, guys, but like I said, you know what? I've been to every Super Bowl, but I've never been on your program. This is just as good as being on the Super Bowl.
There you go.
Listen, you guys are fantastic. Anybody that's named Brady can call me anytime, you know?
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.